Story number 43. Joshua becomes leader. Moses wants to go into Canaan with the Israelites. So he asks, "Let me cross the Jordan River, Jehovah, and see the good land." But Jehovah says, "That's enough. Don't mention this again." Do you know why Jehovah said that? It is because of what happened when Moses struck the rock. Remember, he and Aaron did not honor Jehovah. They didn't tell the people that it was Jehovah who was bringing water from the rock. For this reason, Jehovah said that he would not let them go into Canaan. So a few months after Aaron dies, Jehovah tells Moses, "Take Joshua and stand him in front of Eleazar the priest and the people, and there, before them all, tell everybody that Joshua is the new leader." Moses does just what Jehovah says, as you can see in the picture. Then Jehovah tells Joshua, "Be strong and do not be afraid. You will lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan that I have promised them, and I will be with you." Later, Jehovah tells Moses to climb high up to the top of Mount Nebo in the land of Moab. From up there, Moses can look across the Jordan River and see the beautiful land of Canaan. Jehovah says, "This is the land that I promised to give to the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I have let you see it, but I will not let you go into it." There, on top of Mount Nebo, Moses dies. He was 120 years of age. He was still strong, and his eyesight was still good. The people are very sad and cry because Moses is dead. But they are happy to have Joshua as their new leader.